Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Seven till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find, one of the things you find there is the suite that we've prepared for Steve Forbes and all the things that he's taught us over the years, and all that and other, many other things are there. You can read, listen, ask questions, et cetera, on smallbusinessadvocate.com. Steve Forbes is with us. His website is Forbes.com. You know about his magazine, all the other things that are there. Hope you go there and use that to your advantage, too. Steve's new book is also called How Capitalism Will Save Us, and it's outstanding. It's a book that every American needs to read before this next election. Steve, thank you for making that available and for working hard on that. Steve, I wonder as we wrap up our... Go ahead, Steve.
No, I was just going to say this is now out in paperback, a revised edition.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
Sadly, there's much to write about in areas like health care.
Exactly. So check it out, folks. Steve, I want to talk about the economy. Some people are worried that we might be about to go into another recession. Clearly, the economy softened in 2011. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think we're going to go into a double dip, Jim, but we're still at a stage where, like that car on the highway, we're going 35, 40 when we should be going 70, 75 on an open highway. Those headwinds are out there. Weak dollar, binge spending, terrible regulations, government taking more and more control. So it's no surprise you're going to get sputtering from time to time. But this is the weakest recovery in American history from a severe downturn. And so, no, we won't have a double dip.
Do you think
it's like walking pneumonia? You're not in bed, but you don't feel good.
And what's frightening me, Steve, is that the policymakers seem to have the attitude that, well, the reason it didn't work is because we didn't do enough of what we did. Not that what they did might be wrong. That's frightening to me.
Well, it's the definition of insanity when something doesn't work and you keep doing it and hope next time it will work. That's what we're seeing unfolding today. So if, putting leeches on a patient 150 years ago didn't work, well, that means you have to bleed the patient more. That's exactly what they're doing.
So do you think over the next six, do you think the rest of 2011 will be more abundant like the last quarter or so has been, or do you think we might pick up a little bit?
I think things will pick up a little bit. What's amazing is how strong, basically strong, our country is. And even in the face of these terrible things that are coming at us. And so that's going to keep us going for a while. But if we don't get a change next year, by golly, this is going to really have some bad, bad long-term consequences. So the sooner these changes, the better.
You were just in Greece, and I've been asking experts this question for about 3 weeks now. Could Greece become Europe and maybe even the globe's Lehman Brothers? We know that, most people know that Lehman Brothers, the collapse of Lehman Brothers kind of tipped was the tipping point to tipping us into the financial crisis we have. Wasn't the only thing, but it was kind of the straw, so to speak. Could Greece become Lehman Brothers?
If they continue to mishandle it, yes. And the very fact that you and now others are picking up on what you said about Lehman Brothers, I think is getting financial markets to focus. Okay, Lehman Brothers was a shot out of the blue. Now we know this thing is coming. What are you doing to prepare for it? So I don't think the damage should be as bad. But the Europeans are handling it in exactly the worst way. They're pushing for austerity. Okay, we know they need to do that. But at the same time, they should be pushing things like the flat tax. Greece's neighbors have a flat tax. Restructuring the debt. Stop pretending that they can continue doing this. And other pro-growth measures. I was in Greece. My hotel was right next to those riots, so we had tear gas in the lobby. missiles, projectiles from the crowd hitting the side of the hotel. So it's a bad situation, and they're handling it in the worst way possible.
quickly, Steve, is Greece not the canary in America's mineshaft?
It is, and that's why the word Greece, you know, when you take the word Greece and translate it into English, you get Illinois, California,
exactly.
Washington. And so we're a long ways from Greece, but that is what happens when you continue the kind of policies we're pursuing today.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, I have to wrap it up. I'm sadly, we're run out of time. Thank you so much for the time you spend with us. We're always grateful to you. We admire the work that you do. Thanks for doing a great job. And thanks for being such a global leader that we're all proud of.
Well, Jim, thank you, and keep fighting, because we got a lot to do in the next 18 months.
I appreciate it, Steve. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, always a pleasure to have him on the show. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.